Frosting, Fairies, and Father Christmas by Sarah Sempra. Snow lightly fell, covering the manor grounds in a beautiful blanket of white. It was the first snowfall of the season, and what better day for that than Christmas Eve night? It was more than Hermione could have wished for to make the holiday even more special for her family. A smile tugged on the corner of her lips as she imagined her children's faces when they awoke to find themselves in a winter wonderland.
"You can use magic for that, you know."
As she stood at the dining table, strong arms wrapped around her middle, as a chin came to rest on her shoulder. Despite the kiss pressed to her cheek, Hermione didn't allow her husband to distract her from the very important task of wrapping presents. "It's more sentimental this way," she said, carefully folding the reindeer-covered paper and securing it with tape. Deep chuckles sounded beside her ear, and Draco tightened his arms around her.
"The kids aren't going to know whether their mum hand-wrapped these or not. In fact, they're probably not even going to notice the wrapping at all, love. They will be much too excited to find out what's inside."
Hermione rolled her eyes, but didn't bother to argue any further with him. Not when she knew he was correct, and admitting that to him was the last thing she felt like doing. He'd be smug about it for weeks. She grabbed one of the bright red bows and secured it atop the now fully wrapped gift, before turning to face her husband. Hermione couldn't stop the smile from forming when Draco's hands found their way into the back pocket of her denims, especially when she looked up to see a cheeky grin on his face.
"It's more sentimental for me, then." Hermione snaked her arms around the back of his neck, standing on her tiptoes to press her lips against his. What she intended to be a chaste kiss before returning to her wrapping swiftly became more when Draco licked along her bottom lip. He expertly worked his tongue into her mouth, and Hermione moaned at the taste of sugar cookie frosting from their Christmas baking with the kids earlier in the evening. Slipping his hands out of her pockets, Draco gripped the back of Hermione's thighs. A soft gasp escaped her as he lifted her onto the table, sitting her right atop the wrapping paper. Wrapping her legs around his waist, Hermione threaded her fingers into the platinum strands at his nape. Tightening her legs around him, she pressed her core into him, eliciting moans from both of them.
"All right, all the cookies have been consumed with just some crumbs left, so the little ones will think that Hey, I want to be involved in Christmas sexy time."
They finally broke their heated kiss at their husband's outburst. Leaning against Draco's chest, Hermione turned her head to see Theo rushing over to them. Joyous laughter tumbled out of her at the sight of the frosting smeared all across his mouth and chin.
"Kiss me, too."
Theo leaned toward Hermione, puckering his lips as he went. But before he could reach her, Draco caught him by the chin and turned Theo toward himself. Hermione brought her hand up to cover her lips, trying her best to hide her giggle from her two husbands as Draco licked the frosting off Theo's chin.
"Wait,"
Draco said, suddenly pulling away from Theo just as the brunette went in for a kiss.
"Did you say you ate all of the Christmas cookies?"
A sheepish expression crossed Theo's face, his sapphire eyes flashing with the slightest hint of trepidation before grinning at Draco.
"Well, the kids need to think Father Christmas came, right? Obviously someone needed to eat the cookies."
Draco stepped back, leaving Hermione perched on the table, and looked at Theo with utter betrayal splashed across his face.
"And you didn't think to share? I love Christmas cookies!"
Knowing that their Christmas sexy time moment was likely over, Hermione jumped off the table. She walked to Draco and placed a hand on his chest, but it did nothing to appease the man with the world's most ridiculous sweet tooth. Theo really should have known better.
"I left you the carrots to eat."
That was not the right thing to say, and by the pinched look on Theo's face, he knew that as well.
"I'm taking back your gifts."
Draco made the spin on his heel and head toward the Christmas tree, ignoring all of Theo's protests, but Hermione grabbed his hand, effectively stopping him. Pulling him until he stood directly before her, she looked up at him through her lashes, while a sultry smirk tugged on her lips. Noticing the change in their wife's demeanor, both wizards quirked a brow in her direction.
"We didn't use all of the frosting when we were decorating the cookies with the kids earlier."
Her voice trailed off as she glanced between them, her smile widening even further.
"Why don't you decorate me with it tonight? Then, of course, you can lick it off my..."
Her words were cut off when Draco wrapped his arms around the back of her legs and hoisted her until she was draped over his shoulder.
He turned to make his way toward the staircase that would take them to their wing of the manor, Theo hot on his heels. But Hermione only laughed and insisted that he put her down.
"Not yet, you insatiable man! We need to get everything ready for tomorrow morning first," she admonished, straightening her clothes.
Both men groaned but didn't say anything, knowing that once they went to their bedroom, no one would be leaving it until the morning. And they did have some things to finish up. As much as they both wanted to ravish their wife, they wanted to ensure their kids had the most magical Christmas morning that they'd ever had before.
"What's left to do?"
Theo looked expectantly at Hermione, who rolled her eyes when Draco also turned his attention to her. Most days, she questioned how the two wizards ever survived without her. She'd swear they'd lose their heads if they weren't attached to their bodies.
"We need to fill the stockings, finish wrapping the gifts, and put them under the tree. Oh, and we need to make soot footprints coming out of the fireplace."
Hermione bounced with a little dance as she finished speaking, looking between her husband's with a radiant smile on her face. A fresh round of giggles bubbled in her throat when she saw the horrified expression on Draco's face.
"Soot? On my marble floor? Hermione, love, why?"
With a hearty laugh, Theo reached out to ruffle Draco's perfectly styled platinum hair before striding toward the fireplace. Wand in hand, he flourished his wrist and began drawing the footprints, knowing better than to question Hermione when it came to Christmas traditions.
"Father Christmas comes through the flue to deliver the presents, obviously."
Draco's face was still twisted into an expression of displeasure, but Hermione could see the cracks in the ice and knew he'd give in. Not that there was truly a question about that.
"But we've never done that before. Why do we have to do that now?"
Wrapping her arms around his waist, Hermione tilted her head with a grin as she gazed up at her husband.
"Because Lyra's now old enough to remember and start questioning things. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Theo accidentally left soot after he flew home, and she got very excited, wondering if Father Christmas would leave his footprints behind too? You don't want to risk ruining the magic of Christmas morning for her, do you?"
Hermione knew she had him even before he released a resigned sigh. Lyra was a daddy's girl through and through, and she had Draco wrapped around her perfect little finger. Of course, the same could be said for all of the children. Every one of them knew that out of their three parents, Draco was the one most likely to give in to their every wish and whim. Hermione didn't mind, though. Not when it meant he was the kind of father to their children that he had never had growing up. For the entire duration of her first pregnancy, Draco feared he didn't know how to be a good father. It didn't matter how often Hermione and Theo tried to convince him otherwise. It wasn't until Lyra was placed in his arms, her tuft of blonde curls sticking out of a pink blanket, that he finally believed his partners.
"You know I don't," he grumbled into the curl atop her head.
"Footprints are done."
Theo walked back to where Hermione and Draco stood in an embrace near the Christmas tree, decorated to the nines in baubles and tinsel. Before he got to them, his eyes widened and his mouth dropped open in disbelief.
"I can't believe I forgot to tell you. I got us tree fairies."
Hermione's brows furrowed as confusion settled in.
"Tree fairies?"
Theo's eyes sparkled, like the sun glimmering across the ocean's surface.
"Yes, they live in trees, obviously, and their magic gives off a beautiful glittering light that's perfect for Christmas."
Hermione pulled her bottom lip between her teeth, gently gnawing on the flesh as she processed what he said. On the one hand, she couldn't bear to crush her husband's obvious enthusiasm, but on the other, she also couldn't bear the thought of using living creatures as some sort of decoration.
"And before you go all ministry employee Granger on me, I asked extensive questions and found out that only the fairies who choose to do this were available, and as soon as we take down the tree, they'll go back to their own homes."
Theo looked at her with hope painted across his face, his smile so childlike that Hermione could do nothing but agree. With a skip in his step, he bounded over to them. Whisking her out of Draco's arms, he took Hermione by the waist and spun her around in circles. If Draco was the one to always give in to the children, Theo was the one who acted like a child himself. Though she loved to tease him about it, Hermione wouldn't have it any other way.
"All right," she said through chuckles, when Theo finally placed her back onto her feet. "We need to finish the gifts. I'd like to get to bed at somewhat of a decent time, since the little ones will undoubtedly be waking us up well before the sun rises."
After placing a kiss on each of her husband's cheeks, Hermione spun on her heel and headed back toward the table, where she had the remaining gifts and wrapping paper.
"Wait," Draco called, causing Hermione to look back over her shoulder.
What about the frosting?
She could see the hunger in those mercurial eyes of his, and one glance at Theo showed a mirrored desire. It was a hunger she couldn't wait to satiate for them.
You better come help me wrap, then.
With a wink, she turned around, laughing as the sound of both wizards running after her echoed throughout the manor.
By the way you two are acting, one would think you haven't had any sugar or sex with me in ages, which we all know is just not the case.
Both of her husbands ignored the jest, Draco carrying her over his shoulder again, while Theo had his arms filled with all the remaining frosting. Hermione could barely see through the curtain of curls her hair made, but she still caught sight of the salacious smirk on Theo's face. Catching her eye, he winked at her before looking suggestively between the frosting and her. As soon as they were in the bedroom, Draco tossed Hermione directly onto the middle of the bed. Before she could move a single muscle, Draco reached behind himself and pulled his jumper off in one swift motion. There was no stopping the stuttered breath that escaped her at the sight. It didn't matter how many times she'd watched him do that, it always sent a pang of arousal through her. And by the smirk on his face as he lowered himself onto her, he knew it, too.
Hey, hey, hey! No hogging the wife this time, Draco!
They both looked to the side, chuckling when they found Theo struggling to pull his trousers off and walk toward them at the same time, seeing as he was dangerously close to toppling over. Once he had entirely disrobed, he joined his partners on the bed. With a snap of his fingers, Theo triumphantly looked down at Hermione, admiring his wandless magic skills to vanish every article of clothing off her body.
"Where's the icing?"
Draco's inquiry was muffled as his mouth was a bit preoccupied with trailing kisses along the side of Hermione's neck. She tilted her head back as far as it could go, sinking low into the fluffy pillow, encouraging her husband's exploration. Another snap sounded, and Hermione felt the barrier of Draco's trousers disappear. She almost didn't hear the third snap, which was undoubtedly Theo summoning the frosting. Hermione was too caught up in the feeling of Draco's cock hovering just above her center. Just as she tilted her hips to feel him against her, Draco lifted himself up and sat beside her. Her huffs of annoyance went ignored as the two men each dipped a finger into the bright red and green icing and began drawing designs on her naked skin. An array of swirls and stars adorned her body, starting at her décolletage and running down her stomach until they reached the top of her mound. Of course, her nipples alone were covered in more frosting than the rest of her body combined. Not that Hermione was complaining, quite the opposite, in fact. Every soft moan of their names and groan of pleasure was the only encouragement they needed. The moment her husbands were finished decorating her as their very own special Christmas cookie, they wasted no time in devouring her. They started at the base of her neck, their tongues dancing along her skin and licking away every last remnant of icing before moving to the next design. With every swipe of their tongues, Hermione's arousal steadily grew. Her breaths turned into soft pants, lightly tinged with a sparse moan here and there. She could feel the heat flaming between her legs as her cunt became drenched with the need to find release.
Oh, gods!
Hermione threaded her fingers through their hair, Draco's straight and silky, and Theo's thick and curly, holding them close as they began to indulge in her frosting-covered peaks. They licked and suckled at her as if she were the only source of sustenance on Earth, taking their time to ensure they left no centimeter untouched. It wasn't long before Hermione began pulling on the strands of hair between her fingers, urging them to continue their delicious journey south. Chuckling against her skin, both wizards followed her silent instruction.
"No," Draco murmured, pushing Theo out of the way. "You ate all the cookies. I get to eat her cunt tonight."
Hermione could barely make out Theo's grumblings as he kissed his way back up her abdomen, his lips fluttering against her like the wings of fairies. Draco circled the tip of his tongue around her clit before wrapping his lips around it and gently pulling it into his mouth. Hermione let out a cry of pleasure as a shiver of ecstasy pulsed through her. He rapidly flicked his tongue across her bud as his finger came to trace around her entrance, pushing in, teasing her. She mewled at the feeling of his finger slipping deep inside her, his tongue continuing to write lines of sultry poetry against her core. Adding a second finger into her, he curled both of them up to massage against her inner walls, all while laving at her clit. Just as Draco worshipped her cunt, Theo did the same to her breasts,
as if the two wizards were working in sync. Their tongues seemed to follow the same paths, one on her clit and the other on her peaked nipple. Hermione cried out their names, legs trembling with the intensity of each wave of pleasure coursing through her body. Draco increased the pressure with every pass over her clit, his fingers curling in time with his tongue, while Theo sucked the bud into his mouth, gently dragging his teeth over it. Hearing her breaths become stuttered and heavier, the velocity at which Draco pumped his fingers in and out of her increased. The tips massaged her sweet spot with every little thrust. Hermione gripped his hair in one hand as the other found its way into Theo's dark curls. Neither husband could stop the smile that spread on his lips, Draco still pressed against her dripping center, and Theo pinching her nipple while sucking on the other, knowing she was close to losing herself in complete bliss.
"Come on now, wife. I want to feel you. Need to feel you. Come for us."
Draco ceased the swirling of his tongue against her nub, leaving it pressed flat. Instead, he slid a third finger into her heated core. Her husband wrapped his lips around her clit and sucked it into his mouth, the tip of his tongue flicking against it. His fingers thrust into her at a punishing pace, and Hermione's eyes rolled to the back of her head. Her hold on their hair became so tight that she worried she might pull some out. With another strangled cry, Hermione's walls clenched around Draco's fingers, fluttering rapidly as her orgasm overtook her. Draco gently released her from his mouth, letting his tongue run languidly over her clit as she came down from her high, drawing it out as much as possible. Too impatient to feel her husband's cocks filling her, Hermione denied Draco another taste and pushed him away. It was typical for him to bring her to orgasm at least 2 or 3 times with his mouth. Sitting up and getting onto her knees, Hermione grinned at Theo before placing her hands on his chest and forcing him onto his back.
"What are you doing there, pretty girl?"
Straddling him, Hermione rubbed herself against his achingly hard cock, coating him in her arousal.
"I want both of you to fuck me at the same time."
Theo couldn't stop his hand from grabbing the side of her face and pulling her mouth against his own. He forcefully thrust his tongue into her, desperate to taste every inch of her. His hands went to her waist, gripping her tightly, and Hermione felt Draco's hands wrapping around her body as well. Before she could sink herself onto him, Draco's fingers ran through her slick folds, gathering as much of her arousal as he could and bringing it back to spread across her puckered hole. He gently eased one finger inside, and Hermione shuddered in pleasure. With Draco fucking her arse with his fingers, Hermione reached down to grab Theo's cock in her hand. Lining him up with her center, she slowly sank onto him, his hard length inching its way deep into her cunt. Once she was completely seated on him, his cock fully impaled inside of her, she stilled her movements, savoring the way he filled her. But Theo wasn't having any of it. Digging his fingers into her hips hard enough that there would be bruises left on her, he raised her until only the head of his cock was left inside her. Then he slammed her back down onto him, grunting as he slid into her deeply. Hermione fell forward, her hands landing on his chest, as her eyes scrunched in pleasure, her mouth falling open in a silent scream. Theo did it again, and this time her moans rang through the room as she curled her fingers in, nails scratching deeply into his skin, on the verge of breaking his skin. While Theo thrust up into her, Draco added another finger into Hermione.
"Do you think you're ready for me?"
he asked her as he continued to gently pump his fingers into her. Hermione moaned in agreement, dropping her head back so that her curls brushed against the tops of Theo's legs. After a drawn-out moan, she finally managed to answer in the affirmative. Without wasting another moment, Draco took his cock in his hand and lined himself up with her. Theo lifted her again so that he slid out of her completely, allowing Draco to slide his cock through her dripping, wet center, coating himself in her arousal. The head of his cock rubbed over her clit, causing Hermione to shiver in pleasure. Once his cock was wet enough, he lined himself up with her back entrance and began to slowly press into her. Theo allowed Draco to fully encase himself inside of her before he gently lowered Hermione back onto his cock. The three of them moaned in tandem as they all experienced a rush of pure ecstasy at coming together. When both men had bottomed out inside of her, Hermione let out a strangled sob, tears pricking at the corners of her eyes. Theo softened his hold on her hips, and Draco gently ran his hands down her back in a soothing gesture.
"Are you okay, pretty girl?" Theo murmured.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes, Hermione moaned as she began to slowly circle her hips. I feel... Her breath stuttered as she tried to speak. I feel so... Fuck.
It's okay, love. You don't need to say anything. We know, Draco assured her as he started to move, slowly pulling out of her, letting her adjust, before pushing back in. Theo groaned from beneath them, able to feel Draco moving as his cock stayed buried deep within her cunt. Fuck, Draco breathed out as he continued to slowly thrust into their wife. Don't just stay still, Theo. Move. His demand ripped another moan out of Hermione. With a low curse of his own, Theo resumed his thrusting, pushing into her at the same time that Draco pulled out of her. The feeling of constant fullness had Hermione on the brink of sobbing from pure pleasure.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Hermione cried out from between her husbands. Her head fell forward, her curls brushing against Theo's chest, as he continued to pound into her, his cock hitting the deepest parts of her.
Fuck, you feel so good, Theo moaned, when he felt her cunt clench around him at his words.
He trailed one hand along her hips and down to where their bodies met, his fingers finding her clit. At the first swirl around her nub that his fingers firmly made, Hermione's legs violently shook, already overly sensitive from being filled with two cocks. She sucked in a stuttering breath and started to gasp as Draco and Theo both increased the speed at which they slammed into her.
Does our perfect little wife want to come again?
Another strangled sob tore from her mouth as she nodded her head desperately.
Please, please, please!
She began to bounce her hips faster, causing both of her husband's cocks to hit a deeper place inside of her. Theo pressed his finger more firmly against her clit and began to rub it vigorously. Her mouth fell open as her eyes squeezed tightly shut, her cunt fluttering around him as she teetered on the edge.
Fuck, come on, love,
Draco grunted from behind her, working hard to hold off his own release until she reached hers. Theo, also on the brink of spilling himself inside of her, was desperate to feel her contracting around his cock. He rubbed her clit faster and harder, to the point where Hermione's legs were intensely shaking and she could barely breathe.
Come on, baby. Be a good girl and come on our cocks.
Theo's words were all it took for Hermione to lose herself completely. With a cry of both of their names, she stopped moving her hips. Instead, she had to concentrate on her legs not giving out from underneath her due to the intensity of the orgasm that was currently coursing through her body. Theo didn't stop his ministrations on her clit as he continued to thrust into her, prolonging her climax as long as he could.
That's it, baby. Good girl.
Theo was barely able to grunt out his praise, the sensation of Hermione's cunt repeatedly clenching as she came around his cock, being the only thing he could focus on.
Do you want us to fill you up? Do you want our cum dripping down your legs?
Still shaking from the aftershocks of her orgasm, Hermione bit her lips and moaned at his question.
Yes, fill me with your cum. I want it all.
Oh, fuck,
Draco harshly whispered, as his hips began to lose their momentum, stuttering behind her. And within moments, he was spilling his release inside her. At the feeling of Draco filling her up, her cunt clamped down on Theo's cock once more, and it only took two more deep thrusts before Theo's own release was coating the inside of her walls. With one last swipe of his thumb over her clit, Hermione fell apart for the third time that night. Her entire body trembled with euphoria, and she fell against his chest, unable to keep herself upright any longer. As she lay against him, she tried to catch her breath, but the sensation of still being filled by both of her husbands was too much for her, and her breaths were still coming in gasps. Draco gently slid himself out of her, and Hermione groaned at the loss of him as his cum began to trickle out of her and down to where Theo's cock was still buried within her. Gently rolling them both to the side, Theo slipped out of her. With a wave of his hand, Draco cast a silent scourgify over all three of them before lying down, snuggling Hermione between himself and Theo.
Well, shite. Happy fucking Christmas to us.
Mommy, Daddy, Papa, wake up, wake up, it's Christmas!
Hermione didn't have a chance to even open her eyes before she felt three tiny bodies climbing onto the bed. Beside her, Theo groaned, nuzzling his face further into her curls as he feigned annoyance. Their five-year-old daughter was too smart for her own good, however. All Lyra did was giggle infectiously as she put her tiny hands on his face, turning his head until it faced up, and she could clearly see him and the smirk pulling on his lips.
"No more sleep, Papa. It's Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas!"
His smile now in full force, Theo sat up and rested his back against the intricately designed headboard that Draco insisted on having.
"Wakey, wakey, Daddy!"
Hermione turned to see Ara climbing atop Draco, her dark brown curls in utter disarray and bright blue eyes sparkling with the kind of delight that only Christmas morning can bring. In a matter of seconds, Hermione felt tiny hands and knees climbing onto her. She looked down to see Ara's twin brother, Ares, smiling angelically at her. Pulling him up to her chest, Hermione attacked his chubby little cheeks with a smattering of kisses, eliciting a round of melodious giggles.
"Did anyone else hear the flue go off in the middle of the night? I could have sworn I did."
All three children gasped, their heads turning to Theo, who was already getting out of bed. He barely had any warning before Lyra jumped into his arms. Much to Hermione's dismay, Ares scrambled off of her and crawled toward Theo as well.
"Come on, love," Draco whispered against her temple, before pressing his lips to hers. "Time for the magic."
Holding Ara, Draco also stood from the bed. Hermione grabbed his proffered hand and allowed him to help her to her feet. Theo stood in the doorway, waiting for them while simultaneously trying to contain the excitement of two very enthusiastic children in his arms. Draco led her to the crib a few paces away from their bed. When she looked inside, Hermione was met with a most wonderful sight. Leo lay there, white blonde curls sticking up all over and silver eyes wide as he gave his mummy a gummy smile and babbled away joyously.
"Happy first Christmas, baby."
Hermione picked him up, holding the youngest Malfoy knot tightly to her chest and kissing the top of his soft curls. It was a bittersweet Christmas for her. Having decided that Leo would be their last, it meant that this would also be the last time she got to experience a first Christmas for any of her children.
"Let's go, Mommy, let's go! Father Christmas has come!"
Lyra could hardly contain herself as she kicked her legs in anticipation, causing Theo to grunt with every contact she made against him. With Ara in one arm, Draco slid his other around Hermione's waist, and together they followed Theo out of the bedroom. Delighted gasps escaped the children at the moment they saw the exorbitant number of presents surrounding the tree. Slipping out of Theo's grasp, Lyra ran straight toward the flue. It wasn't long before the three-year-old twins ran after her, all of them wearing matching green pajamas with candy canes and gingerbread men on them.
"Look, look, look! I told you, Daddy! He left footprints!"
Lyra jumped up and down as she excitedly pointed at the soot and the marble floor, flashing Draco a radiant smile. Hermione raised a brow in his direction, her mouth set in a smug smirk. Her husband only playfully rolled his eyes at her before walking toward Lyra.
"Fairies!"
Ara shouted, pointing at the Christmas tree.
"Fairies so pretty!"
Hermione couldn't deny the ethereal beauty the fairies brought to the holiday. Each one of them shimmered and glittered in an array of colors, perfectly emulating a strand of Christmas lights. Their little wings fluttered, causing a kaleidoscope effect to dance against the pine needles.
"We open presents now, Mummy?"
A tugging of her own Christmas-themed pajama bottoms accompanied the question, and Hermione looked down to find Ares grinning up at her. She returned his smile and settled onto the white fur rug that lay before the tree. Ensuring Leo was comfortably sitting in her lap, she began divvying the gifts into a pile for each child, Draco and Theo immediately coming to help her. Once every child had their gifts, the two wizards sat on either side of Hermione. The moment Draco gave the okay, all three children began tearing into the wrappings. Squeals of glee rang throughout the room with every new gift they opened.
"Happy Christmas, my loves."
Draco chastely pressed his lips to Hermione's before leaning across her to steal a kiss from Theo, who leaned in for one from Hermione as soon as Draco pulled away.
"Happy Christmas. Shall we help the little lion open his first Christmas presents?"
As if he understood the question, Leo babbled excitedly and clapped his little hands together.
"I think that sounds perfect."
And to Hermione, it was.